of Philo itself. From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., the station's 30th birthday will be celebrating with cake and coffee. KZYX staff will be on hand, and you can pay your pledge and pick up your thank you gift from the pledge drive just concluded, successful one, I should say, or you can, you don't have to have made a pledge prior. You can just come in and become a member or update your membership on the spot. So if you have time and you're in the neighborhood or you want to roll up or down 128, as the case may be for you, come and join us. And thank you to everyone who makes KZYX and Z possible. All right. So 3 minutes past 10, more music here. Blue Note has been doing a bunch of re-releases of some of their classic albums and their super cleaned up, enhanced remastering of them. And they're a little pricey, but I splurged on a couple, and here is one of them. This is the Sam Rivers album, Contours, from 1965, and it features Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Sam Rivers on saxophones and flute, Herbie Hancock is the pianist, Ron Carter bass, and Joe Chambers is the drummer. And this is how the CD opens. It's called Point of Many Returns. And we are going to hear Freddie Hubbard front and center. That is Art Farmer on flugelhorn with Jim Hall guitar, and that was recorded back in 1963 at the Half Note in New York City. And this is from an Atlantic Jazz Lore re-release circa 1987. I Want to Be Happy with a little trip to On the Trail there. It was Art Farmer, flugelhorn, Jim Hall guitar, Steve Swallow bass, and Walter Perkins was the drummer. And before that, from the album called Contours by Sam Rivers, recorded in 1965 and just recently re-released, I think maybe for the second time, by Blue Note. Freddie Hubbard trumpet, Sam Rivers soprano sax on that one, Herbie Hancock piano, Ron Carter bass, and Joe Chambers, the drummer. And it's the opening track of this album, as I said, called Contours, and it's a Sam Rivers composition we heard called Point of Many Returns. Alrighty, it is 24 minutes past 10 o'clock, and coming up right after the Jazz Odyssey today, we have special programming, not the Farm and Garden Show today, but something for Indigenous Peoples Day. Join us for a conversation with Priscilla Hunter and Polly Gervin. Priscilla Hunter is a Pomo elder and leader. She is the former chairwoman of the Coyote Valley Band of Pomo Indians and founder of the Intertribal Tsinkyun Wilderness Council. Apologies if I mispronounced that one. Polly Gervin is a human rights attorney with many years of front lines activism for ecological, indigenous, and women's rights. So that conversation is coming up right after the Jazz Odyssey at 11 o'clock today. And happy Indigenous Peoples Day to one and all, by the way. Okie doke. Also, real quickly, a reminder about the open house we're having tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. This is the actual day. Tomorrow is the 15th of the station's 30th birthday, and we'll be celebrating with cake and coffee. Staff will be on hand. It'll be a time to write a check for your pledge if you made one, pick up your thank you gift if you have one coming, or you don't have to just be thinking about pledges already made. It's a good time to just show up and become a member. or upgrade your membership, whatever, whether you called us during the pledge drive or not. So that's tomorrow here at the station in Philo, 9300 Highway 128. And folks will be here to hand out the cake and coffee and party down between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. All right. So 26 minutes past 10 o'clock. Here is a set of music I've had in mind to play for you for a while, and I'm finally going to get to it. And this is Pat Metheny with a couple of different collaborations that he has done over the years, starting with one that I've always felt to be very intriguing from back in 1985, an album called Song X. Pat Metheny with Ornette Coleman, also Charlie Hayden bass and drums and percussions, Jack DeJohnette, and also DeNardo Coleman. And this is the way the album concludes. As a matter of fact, it is an Ornette Coleman composition called Long Time No See. Pat Metheny and Ornette Coleman.
I'm gonna go get some more.
some Pat Metheny for you in different settings. We started off with Pat Metheny's collaborative album with Ornette Coleman called Song X that came out on the Geffen label back in 1986 and featured Charlie Hayden bass, Jack DeJohnette, and DeNarno Coleman on drums and percussion. And that was an Ornette Coleman composition called Long Time No See. And after that, a rave up indeed. Basically, Pat Metheny playing himself, performing on his own with a bunch of synthesizer and looping and all sorts of things that he did. This is from a compilation album called Stone Free, a tribute to Jimi Hendrix, one of those CDs where every track has a different musician performing. And this one was had Pat Metheny doing Third Stone from the Sun with a little bit of Santana mixed in there. But it was Metheny on his own with the electronics, and there was a tape loop at the end of Jack DeJohnette, and Jaco Pastorius also layered in there. All right, Pat Metheny, Third Stone from the Sun, and we finished up with an album that Pat Metheny and John Scofield did together from 1994 called I Can See Your House From Here. And it was Scofield and Metheny on guitar, Steve Swallow bass, and Bill Stewart was the drummer. And we heard a Scofield composition called Everybody's Party. Okie doke.
This is Sarah.
And together we are
the Real Sarahs.
We're excited about the KZYX 30th anniversary party.
And there will be great music by Roy Rogers and the Delta Rhythm Kings.
Us,
the Real Sarahs.
And so much more. It's going to be a great way to support
and celebrate
our own community radio station.
So we hope you will join us in Willits on Saturday, October 19th at the Little Lake Grange.
We hope to see you there.
Tickets available for that great party coming up this Saturday night. Tickets available at JD Red House and Main Street Music in Willits, in Ukiah, Mendocino Book Company in Laytonville, Moon Lady, and online at brownpapertickets.com. The direct link, kzyx30.brownpapertickets.com. See you there. Okie doke. So, time for just a little bit more music before 11 o'clock when we have a special Indigenous Peoples Day special conversation with Priscilla Hunter and Polly Gervin. Priscilla Hunter is a Pomo elder and leader, the former chairwoman of the Coyote Valley Band of Pomo Indians, and founder of the Intertribal Sinkione Wilderness Council. Polly Gervin is a human rights attorney with many years of front lines activism for ecological, indigenous, and women's rights. So that's coming up next, just about 10 minutes from now. So between now and then, new music from saxophonist Corey Weeds and pianist, vocalist Champion Fulton, just the two of them in duet. The CD is called Dream a Little, and we're going to hear Darn That Dream.
Darn that dream. I dream each night. You say you love me and you hold me tight, but when I awake, I find that you are darn that dream. Darn your limbs and darn your eyes. They lift me high above the moon.
Oh, darn.
And that is singer pianist Champion Fulton, saxophonist Corey Weed, and their take on Darn That Dream from a new CD of theirs called Dream a Little on the Cellar Live label. And that does it for the Jazz Odyssey today. Jerry Karp with you, and thanks a lot for being with me. Don't forget, tomorrow we have an open house here at the KZYX Philo Studios, 9300 Highway 128. Tomorrow is the actual day of our 30th birthday, and we hope you'll come by. We'll be around from 10 to 4 and celebrating with cake and coffee, and staff will be on hand. You can meet all your favorite KZYX staffers, and also, you can pay your pledge, pick up your thank you gift, or make a pledge and pick up your thankful your thank you gift. So, if you have time and you're in the neighborhood, or you have transportation and want to come to the neighborhood, please join us. And thank you to everyone who makes K, Z, Y, X, and Z possible. And that includes, to a very great degree, our wonderful supporters, our station members. And if it's not you yet, it can be you immediately. All you have to do is call 895-2324 or go online to kzyx.org and become a member, renew, or upgrade your membership, whatever you like. Hey, special programming tonight at 7 o'clock, part 3 of our 4-part series produced by Cal Winslow and Loretta Rojas for Hispanic Heritage Month. Tonight, they will speak with Rachel De La Cruz, a PhD candidate in history at UC Irvine, whose research focuses on Central America, gender, and immigration. And that is tonight at 7 p.m. here on KZYX. And I'm going to take a wild guess that there is no other countywide radio station presenting special programming based around Hispanic Heritage Month. Also, coming up next, we have our Indigenous Peoples Day special. Join us at 11 for a conversation on Indigenous Peoples Day with Priscilla Hunter and Polly Gervin. And that's coming up in 10 seconds. You're tuned to KZYX, 90.7 FM Philo, KZYZ, Willits and Ukiah, 91.5 FM and 4.
This is National Native News. I'm Megan Kamrick in for Antonia Gonzalez. An increasing number of localities have changed Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day, including the District of Columbia, where the mayor signed a bill changing the holiday on Friday, just in time for the actual holiday on Monday. The New York Times reports at least 5 states have renamed the Columbus Day holiday over the past year, as have many cities and towns. Among the places celebrating Indigenous Peoples Day for the first time are Maine and Vermont, which so far are the only New England states to make the switch. Although the mayor of Waterville, Maine, proclaimed October 14th would still be Columbus Day in his town, he said people were tired of, quote, selective historical outrage. New Mexico will observe its first Indigenous Peoples Day with dances and speakers at the Indian Pueblo Cultural Center in Albuquerque and with events on Santa Fe's Plaza. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers signed an executive order last week declaring the 14th as Indigenous Peoples Day after 3 years of advocacy by students at the Indian Community School in Franklin, Wisconsin. In Dallas, the city council passed a resolution recognizing Indigenous Peoples Day, but it took out a line that stated honoring Columbus Day promoted intolerance. Grand Forks, North Dakota will also celebrate the day for the first time. And in Alexandria, Virginia, an additional resolution calls for sports organizations in the state to stop using Indigenous peoples' likenesses as mascots. A group of Native American tribes is arguing the opioid crisis has had a disproportionate impact on Native communities. The group wants its own representative in the massive bankruptcy case of OxyContin manufacturer Purdue Pharma. Bloomberg reports the group asked Judge Robert Drain to appoint a committee to represent its interests. There's a creditor committee in place, but the group argued in a court filing that there are no Native Americans on that committee and it doesn't represent tribal interests. Attorney Sander Esserman argued in a motion for the Native American group that abating the opioid